As an English teacher, I always try to convince my students of the absolute necessity of learning English to communicate with our environment. What better incentive could there be than to develop our privileged closeness to the English-speaking Caribbean? It was a blessing, actually. Unfortunately, there was nothing about it in the textbooks we used at the time. It was the early, no, late 80s. I tried to understand this paradox of it being so close and so aloof at the same time. There was a deep field open to our investigation. APAG, which was at the time Association des Profs d'Anglais de la Guadeloupe, made it easier for me to contact wonderful people. I'm thinking of Pat Ryan from Trinidad, living in Montserrat, who was my first Caribbean friend. We started an exchange in 1985 and are still friends. Thank you, APAG. To conclude, the more I learned, the more I investigated, the more it bothered me that so much human and cultural wealth within reach could remain unknown, unexplored, and worse, sometimes looked down upon. There were other English teachers around me who shared this concern. And that was our motivation for conceiving TradeWinds.